than I was used to. But I didn't find any better food on that table than I was used to at home. Probably had a better set of dishes, and silverware, things like that. But I didn't find any better food there than I found at home. And people didn't. People wasn't classed those days as old saints like they are now. As long as you was honest and tried to be a law-abiding citizen and a good neighbor, your reputation was just as good and your standing in the community was just as good as that man over yonder that owned the farm that was worth $7,000 or $8,000, $10,000. And in those days, if a man owned a $10,000 farm, he's considered a rich man. So that this equality stuff has done passed out. I've seen it in my younger days. But you know, we're classed now.
Yeah.
Wasn't any classification them days. Man is poor, but he's just as honorable as if he had plenty. And I lived to see that. Another thing I lived to see, I remember the old ox wagons, ox carts. I've seen a pair of yoke of oxen pulling a turning plow on a farm. And in other words, I've seen from the ox cart to the mammoth plane in there. Not many people live to see that in an ordinary lifetime, do.
It's pretty much.
Yeah? I'll have to say, I've had some hard knocks. I've had some pretty hard jokes, went through some pretty rough stuff. But I'm proud of it in a way. The party that grew up, you might say, on a silver spoon and set on nothing but a good, deep cushion has missed a lot in life. I think the boy or the girl that grew up in the country that learned what homework was all about got a lesson in life that this generation is missing nowadays. Just a few years ago, I lived down on Madison Street. Lived there 39 years in one spot. And I was down the street at a little grocery store. Had a little drugstore, grocery store, and a barbershop. Down there one morning, one afternoon, and some of my friends had come out of the country that I hadn't seen for a long time. Said, "Bill, did you ever go to town?" I said, "Just occasionally." That was after I got crippled up. I said, "I haven't been to town to walk around on the streets since I got hurt." "Well," he said, "it's no use to go." I said, "What do you mean?" "Well," he said, "you go to town, you meet a man up there on the streets you've known ever since you was boys. And he may stop and say, 'Hello, Bill, how you doing? I haven't seen you in a long time.'" And he maybe will talk to you 2 minutes and you say, "I've got to go." Nobody ain't got time to stop and talk to you. Well, I said, there's another thing I see. I sit on my front porch and I see fellas driving this town a little before sundown in the afternoon from 8 to 10 miles in the country. I might happen to know him and where he lives. And I said, if he'd have grew up in the days I did and followed old Beck up and down that corn row all day,